When you think of where to get a COVID-19 shot in Chicago, you might think of big providers like Walgreens, Jewel Osco, or your local hospital. But small mom-and-pop shops throughout the city are trying to do their part vaccinating their communities as well. And while it can be daunting trying to secure vaccine supply, it's a joyous day when the shipment finally arrives. WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel spent time at one of the first independent pharmacies to receive a vaccine shipment in Chicago and brings us this story.
When news started circulating last year that scientists had come up with a COVID-19 vaccine, pharmacist Nora Hamoy leaped into action.
We bought this, and we bought also the ultra-cold freezer for the Pfizer vaccine, which I have it in the other room.
She's showing me nearly $20,000 worth of vaccine storage equipment she bought for her shop, Armitage Pharmacy, near the border of Logan Square and Hermosa on the city's northwest side.
For a small independent pharmacy, you feel it's an expensive investment that you do, hoping that we will be helping all those people, especially our community here.
Hamoy says she's mostly vaccinating elderly residents from assisted living buildings nearby and Spanish-speaking essential workers. So she thinks even though the investment was such a loss on paper, it's so far been worth it. She got 200 doses last week, and her lead pharmacist, Saima Kamran, has been fully booked since.
You can have a seat. Which arm would you like to get your shot?
Doesn't matter.
Which arm would you like to get your shot?
Let's do the left.
Can you please roll up your sleeve? Susan, you're receiving Moderna vaccine.
On Monday, the day I was there, 20 people would receive the shot. The first batch was a group of essential workers from a candy manufacturing company.
What kind of candy do you package?
Lollipops, mainly lollipops.
33-year-old Mariana Rodriguez says she comes from a family of essential workers, of teachers and manufacturers, and she's been worried about bringing COVID from her job at the candy factory home to her two young kids.
And then I also have my parents that help me watch my kids, and they're older, so I'm doing it for all of them.
Yeah.
And I do live like 10 minutes from here, so this has been one of the hard hit areas, so that's why I'm also getting it, because I'm like, even going to the grocery store, I might be able to get it.
While Rodriguez got the vaccine through work, others found out through word of mouth and booked an appointment online, like 67-year-old Susan Bookbinder from Evanston.
Definitely feeling emotional, and it's a milestone.
Bookbinder says she was initially looking to get an appointment at a place she had heard of on the far west side of the city, where COVID rates are even higher. She says she felt sort of guilty traveling from Evanston to get it, but Armitage Pharmacy put her at ease.
You know, I called and asked, and they said, no, you just need to be 65, and it doesn't matter where you live, so it's okay.
The city of Chicago is actually encouraging vaccinators to prioritize Chicago residents, but Hamoy says it's been difficult to determine who's eligible.
It's a little bit like wide open to decide, like manufacturing, but which manufacturer? It's not really clear. Is it all manufacturer or just essential manufacturer? Like a candy manufacturer, is he eligible or no? It's just a burden on us to decide, because you don't want to make a wrong decision and they're not eligible. And I hope they also give us enough allocations, at least to fulfill the patient that we're booking already.
As we're talking, again, this was on Monday, Hamoy is still vaccinating people off of last week's vaccine supply. Though she put in an order for this week's shipment by the proper deadline, it still hadn't arrived. At one point, a FedEx guy shows up with a box, and Hamoy rushes back with it to show her co-pharmacist.
They didn't send me the tracking, but we got the shipment. That's great, yeah.
We head to the storage room to rip open the box and get the vaccine into the fridge when Hamoy sees...
So this is everything except the vaccine.
It's just a box of vaccination kits, syringes, PPE.
Maybe later today.
Maybe later today.
Hopefully.
Hamoy heads back to her office, looks to see that there's still no update on when she'll get another shipment, so she counts the number of appointments she might have to cancel this week.
Oh.
At least 80. Hamoy chalks it up to limited supply and bad weather in Chicago. The city says at least 100 providers did not receive shipments on time this week. But Hamoy is still holding out hope. A FedEx tracking number will pop up in her inbox soon. Mariah Wolfel, WBEZ News.